This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. AP correspondent Eric Tucker reports that the special counsel Robert Mueller did not reach a conclusion whether or not President Trump obstructed justice.
Instead, according to Attorney General Barr, who summarized these findings, Mueller presented evidence on both sides of the ledger for these different episodes involving Trump's behavior that were examined and then did not reach a conclusion one way or the other. However, Barr said that he and Deputy Attorney General Rod Rosenstein had reached their own conclusion based on Mueller's evidence and determined that it was insufficient to establish obstruction of justice.
And President Trump reacted after hearing the news.
There was no collusion with Russia, the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. There was no collusion with Russia. There was no obstruction and none whatsoever. And it was a complete and total exoneration.
In Afghanistan, officials there said ongoing clashes with Taliban insurgents continued Sunday in southern Helmand province, resulting in the deaths of dozens of government forces. A Taliban spokesman said its forces overran two bases in Sangin and killed at least 52 soldiers. The defense ministry in Kabul confirmed the fighting in the volatile southern district, but said officials were still gathering battlefield details. U.S.-backed Syrian fighters cleared explosives Sunday in the last area retaken from the Islamic State group and arrested a number of militants hiding in tunnels. This comes a day after declaring military victory and the end of the extremist self-declared caliphate. The U.S.-led coalition said operations will continue until the area is completely secure. And a spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces said Baghouz village, where the militants made their final stand, is full of all kinds of explosives. This is VOA News.